Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Over the weekend, we avoided a government shutdown due to an agreement in first in the House and the Senate passed a 45-day extension for the government to operate. But we still don't have a farm bill, and we don't know how far away we are from that. Or does it even matter? We asked North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hovind that question last week.
There's various dates. Different provisions expire at different times, and most of the more substantive ones don't expire until after the end of the year.
Okay.
But some of the provisions do, and really that's why at this point I think we need an extension because we haven't come to an agreement on a farm bill, and of course that's happened before. But there's some absolute priorities that I think we have to have, and so far we haven't gotten them, and we're going to hold firm until we get them. And that starts with some enhancements to crop insurance that I think are fundamentally important. And then also updates on the reference prices for the countercyclical safety net so that ARC and PLC continue to work for our producers. And those are just fundamentals that we're not going to back off of. And until we get it, we're not going to have a farm bill. And so at this point, we probably need an extension so there's no uncertainty out there, in my opinion.
Right.
And I've been pretty direct in saying that, as I am with you. Right now, I do a year because I don't want uncertainty out there for our farmers and ranchers. And so if we kind of mess around, and I know others, want to just go to the end of the year, but I think that kind of leaves some uncertainty, and I don't want that. If we get it done sooner, great, but I certainly don't want our producers in limbo in any way. For example, Amy Klobuchar and I introduced the PACE Act, which stands for Producer and Ag Credit Enhancement Act. But essentially, that's the credit title. We did this last time. So our bill, essentially, in the current farm bill, is something that Senator Klobuchar and I put together as far as the direct and guaranteed loan programs that provide credit to our farmers and ranchers. So we have that out there as a standalone bill. We did the same thing last time. And that, essentially, I think, will become the, as it did in the current bill, the credit title in terms of updates for our, to make sure that our farmers and ranchers have access to credit. On the livestock side, Senator Tester and I have legislation that I think you'll see will become the updates to a number of the livestock disaster assistance programs, like the Livestock Indemnity Program, Livestock Forage Program, Emergency Livestock Assistance Program. So in that sense, substantial portions are written. Essentially what we have in the farm bill. There's got to be more farm in the farm bill, okay? And we're just not going to back off that. And what people have to realize, and I know they do in North Dakota, okay? But in the city, like here in D.C. and on a national basis, every American benefits from the farm bill in this respect. Our farmers and ranchers produce the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. And Americans spend less of their budget on food than almost any developed country. And that's a function of the family farms and ranches. So small business family farms and ranches, like 16 million people across this country that provide it. And we can't take that system for granted. Look at all these other industries where you have just a few big companies. And
right.
So we have got to recognize that it's very important we get this farm bill right for all of us. And we can't take our system of family-based farms and ranches for granted. Yeah, a great example of some of the exciting stuff going on in agriculture in our state. We're doing a lot more value-added ag processing. You saw that, obviously, the soybean crush plant at Spiritwood in Jamestown now is online. Actually, the grand opening got postponed here a little bit, but we'll be having that ceremony pretty soon. But also, you've got the soybean crush facility that's going up near Castleton there. And so this track is for the Red River Valley and Western Short Line. And those short lines are just vital for agriculture. But this is about $12 million that's going to help them build that line, enhance that line from Wahpeton up to Castleton. And so, again, this is about, reducing transportation costs and really making a difference as far as the Castleton plant. So this means better prices for our farmers, because you take that basis out of it.
Thoughts on the farm bill, the government operating, and North Dakota short line railroads. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.